Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
Ian Maximus coming to Jordan's on the run to the line. It is Ian Maximus in front again in the National, clashing only to Sirocco, but at the line, Ian Maximus regains the National, the first in straight run. Sirocco Jordan's
He is the most successful National Hunt trainer in the world, and we have him here on our doorstep.
What he's doing with the horses, it's surreal.
He's not into the glory, he's just into running a successful business.
That's a fabulous achievement for any trainer to do what Willie has done, you know. It's up there with the greats like Vincent O'Brien.
I think he has a special touch, because I saw the horse getting a bit uneasy and Willie just put his hand on him and he came down. So
it's magic.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
It's a kind of magic.
He's the man that can't be stopped. Last Saturday, Willie Mullins won the Aintree Grand National for the third year in a row. That hasn't been done since Vincent O'Brien in the 1950s. This only added to Willie's success as he first won the world's most famous steeplechase back in 2005 with horse Hedge Hunter and jockey Ruby Walsh. On Thursday, hundreds gathered in Loughlin Bridge in County Carlow for the homecoming parade of the Aintree and Irish Grand National winners. This year, 10-year-old Ian Maximus was the horse to beat in Aintree, ridden under jockey Paul Townend. A second for both horse and jockey, having first won in 2024. We caught up with Paul, who told us how it felt to win the prestigious race for a second time.
When you get back here and see a lot of the local faces and things, it does start to hit home a little bit more. Massive crowd. We didn't get on great with the weather this evening, but still a huge turnout to see him, and it shows the appreciation everyone around here has for I suppose, what we're living through, what Willie Mullins is doing.
And I suppose, what's it like to work alongside Willie himself?
It makes it a lot easier anyway than trying to beat him. No, I moved up to Willie during transition year of school, actually, a long, long time ago, and it's probably the longest transition year anyone has ever done. But he's been very good to me since the time I started. He's given me huge opportunities on the track, but even off it, he's been very good to me and guiding me in different things in life and that. So I owe the Mullins family an awful lot. And no, it's brilliant what he's doing with the horses. It's, you know, it's surreal, and it, as I said, it's brilliant just to be part of it. I fell into it in the right at the right time.
And I'm sure it's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. What's an average day, I suppose, as a jockey like?
There's no such thing as an average day, to be honest. Every day is different. I ride out for Willie 3 or 4 mornings a week. We're in there exercising the horses, and then you go on to the races. So it's this time of year, from kind of November to, we've Punchestown now finishing up at the end of the month, is... It takes over your life. There's nothing else to do. One weekend rolls into the next, which is good if you're after a bad weekend. You can put it behind you quickly enough. But it's tiring. But it's, when things are going well, it's the best job in the world.
Also celebrated on the day and paraded around the village was the Irish Grand National winner, Soldier in Milan, trained by Willie's nephew, Emmett Mullins, and ridden by Kilkenny jockey, Donna Myler. This was the Carlow-based handler's first win in the richest jumps race in Ireland. Emmett says he hopes to get even bigger and better.
Yeah, it's a special achievement, especially for the village here, to have two national winners train so close. And no, it's been a great evening here.
And being Willie's nephew, I suppose you're following in the footsteps of your uncle, but do you think you have big shoes to fill there?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think those shoes will ever be filled. But I suppose we're seeing it day in, day out, how it's done right. And luckily we've picked up a few things along the way and we're able to replicate it.
And growing up, would Willie have always been someone that you looked up to?
Yeah, definitely. I've grown up around Willie's yard. I haven't worked anywhere else. And I suppose everything I know is, and I've learned is through Willie's yard in different scenarios. And I got to travel a lot for Willie as well. So, no, I owe him a lot.
And what kind of are you looking to achieve now in the next couple of years?
I suppose it's just bigger and better, I suppose. We've tipped off an Irish national and an English Grand National so far, which is a huge achievement. And we've picked up a few winners in Cheltenham. So, no, we've tipped a lot of boxes and we can't really ask for too much more.
After the autographs were signed and the photos were taken, we got to speak to the man of the hour.
So, Willie, congratulations on another national Grand National win. That's four you have now under your belt, three of which have been consecutive in the last 3 years. How does it feel to have achieved something like this?
Tremendous. I feel better about standing beside a bar that was open, but this one is closed. No, I mean, you know, you don't ever think you're going to win three Grand Nationals in a row. I mean, that's absolutely stupid to think you're going to win three Grand Nationals. So to do it then is just magic. And I think the last time was Vincent O'Brien in the 50s to do that.
Yeah.
Three in a row, and Ginger McCain obviously had three, but not in a row with Red Rum, and can't just think of the second horse that won the other national for him. But it's just one of those things, and delighted to do it.
And how are you so successful? What's your secret?
We're very lucky. I mean, we've got tremendous staff. We've got tremendous owners who also put investment into our training establishment. And it's like any business, you know, any factory, you've got to have investors into your business. And when you have the likes of JP, Rich and Susanna, Richie, Joe Donnelly, you know, all those type of people, Jingistan, you know, to have people on your side like that. And then, you know, another Waterford person, isn't there, where's he, Cork on the border there, Paul Townen, you know, I mean, he's just a top class man in the saddle. I've been very lucky in my career to have Ruby Walsh and Paul Townen. Mm-hmm. Paul is so understated. He's so cool in a situation. You know, when Jordan kicked off at the third last, I think it was the fourth last, and looked to have stolen the race, Paul just sat there. And I'm wondering, like, when is he going to pull the lever? And he just waited and waited until he got within tipping distance of the winning post and then asked him to go. And, you know, to have someone like that on your side is tremendous. And we're very lucky.
And it must fill you with so much pride to see so many people turn out here today to see you.
I was amazed, actually, when I saw the weather and everything. I met people from the north of Ireland, from the south of Ireland. You know, some people travel great distances just to be here for a bit of fun and see the thing. And it's probably unique having parades for horses like this. You know, lots of my friends in America, England, all these places, they say, Willie, how do you do that? Go down to the local village and parade your horses up and down. If we tried to do that, the police would be down to close us down. But in actual fact, the Gardaí are fantastic here and the local civil defence. And everyone is up for it, and they divert the traffic for, you know, the 30, 45 minutes that we're there. And it's a great local community, so it is. And we're very lucky that horse racing gives such employment to rural towns in Ireland. And this is just one of them. But there's lots of them down in Waterford, you know, where you've lots of trainers, point-to-point people, hunting, studs, you know. So it's a big employer in rural communities. And that's the one thing I like about the horse game.
And what's next for Willie Mullins?
I find a bar that's open. But anyhow, we're down here in the Lord Bagnall, and I'm going in to have a bite to eat and a drink with JP. I haven't met him since the race. That's it. We're just going to have a drink and go over the race and go over as people do when they're celebrating a winner.
And lastly, to settle a debate.
Yes.
Many people call you a Carlow man. Many people call you a Kilkenny man.
Yeah.
I understand your stables are in Carlow, but I understand you are a Kilkenny man. Is that right?
I am Kilkenny, but I was saying today to a few other people, I'm living in Carlow longer than I've lived in Kilkenny. And my mother is Carlow. So I'm not sure they'd give me a passport in Carlow, but anyway, we'll see. I'm definitely born in Kilkenny and a cat. So there we are.
Thanks so much, Willie, and have a great night, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.